Good morning, Aurora. Today is Monday, 12th of May, and right now it's hazy on 27 degrees Celsius with the promise of a hot summer day with temperatures ranging between low of 28 to high of 34 with a heat index of 39 degrees Celsius. Forecast predicts for today partly cloudy with southerly winds at 19 km per hour with some stronger gusts in between. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated to 92%, and on 14, which is Wednesday, is flower full moon in Scorpio. Tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are invited to join David and Oli at Evolutionary Cafe, and as they are saying they would like to, over the next few months, invite us to join them in interactive collective exploration. Every couple of weeks, they intend to spend an evening exploring in what ways different evolutionary paradigms might be able to help us in shed light on some Auroville's challenges from novel perspectives, hoping, of course, in the process that they might suggest some interesting new solutions. Each evening will start with a short inspiring video or talk, after which they will use the Conversation Cafe model to divide into smaller groups around the tables and reflect on its potential relevance to Auroville through the focus on a given question. In a fun, relaxing atmosphere over tea and biscuits, they hope to nurture a new appreciation of both challenges and the joys of living here in Auroville. The first evening will be focused on the work of Barbara Max Hubbard, and the video will be Humanity Arising. Matri Mandir Amphitheater team invites us on Wednesday, 14th of May, from 6:30 to 7:15 p.m. to a musical meditation for the full moonrise with Hindustani classical music. And this one, Hari Prasad Chaurasia will be on bamboo flute and Rashid Khan on vocal. Access is only from office gate, and they're asking guests to carry the guest cards. The Auroville Film Festival AOP is offering a one-week stop-motion animation workshop to anyone of any age. Their timings will be at 9 a.m. to noon, and they start on Monday, 19th of May to Friday, 23rd of May. The workshop will mostly take place in Future School, with a first session at the Cinema Paradiso on the Monday morning and final session on the Friday afternoon to screen the finished masterpiece. They're asking us to email to auroville.org/film to register. Town Development Council informs us on high-tension cable for entire residential zone. Following the announcement made for feedback in News and Notes on 30th November 2013, and after discussing with various stakeholders, L'Avenir d'Auroville has decided to complete the laying of the high-tension cables for the entire residential zone. The road will follow the area which has been earmarked for the Crown since more than 30 years. In certain sensitive areas where there is private land or there is objection from the local residents, a provisional loop has been made and work will be implemented in sites where the steward caretaker has given her or his agreement. The road has been chosen because the infrastructure needed for the city should be located in the most effective way so that any future development in the city area can be easily connected. There is no plan at the moment to develop the Crown in Centerfield and Aurodam area until a mobility plan to be approved through a community process. And BCC announcement says that BCC has posted all three updated budget-related files, including first, budget form 2014-15, an Excel spreadsheet, second, a narrative report form 2013-14, a document file, and third, a file named CS Budget Instruction 2014-15, a PDF file, with some helpful tips on how to fill the budget form on the AuroNet, ready to be downloaded. They kindly remember the deadline for budget submission this year is 15th of May 2014. Housing Service announces that after updating their list counting the Aurovillians still waiting for a housing opportunity, they can report for Aurovillians without funds 24 families, for Aurovillians with between 1 to 5 lakhs 26 families or singles, and for the people who can afford but have not found an option to them yet, there is a list of 22 families. We can see that there is still a big need for housing. They do appeal to the community to help find solution, because also the housing services experience a lot of limitations to allocate housing as some communities, as they are imposing conditions like no more Tamil people in communities like Aspiration and Recreation Field. And in some 6 center communities, there are no or no more children welcome. There are some communities even would like to refuse newcomers. These attitudes makes it even more difficult to house the young families. How will Auroville grow if families with children are not welcome? Housing Service would like to have your feedback on our situations. Reach for the Stars, a scholarship program for students from villages around surrounding Oroville, is looking for a volunteer, dedicated social worker who would like to help them with their students. Your work would be to get in touch with individual students and help them along the way they encounter problems in their family or college life. They meet with the students every Sunday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. in different locations for English classes. This would be a good place to start and introduce yourself to the students, but you can easily do this work while doing another full-time job. They're asking us to get in touch with Jill on 94864161173 or Doris on 94421634 81, or we can write to step@orville.org. And following the announcement from Eco Service Collection saying that the service phone numbers have changed and they are not longer using 262-2660, and the current phone numbers are Jayamurti 9047015812 and Jillian 94420674 81. And another announcement says that Happy Food, recently opened Oroville unit, will be closed for summer from 10th of May until 9th of May. So this week we cannot eat or purchase items at Happy Food. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. an Indian mystery thriller, Dice or Deception, made in India 2014 by writer and director P. Ramesh. And tomorrow they will screen a German comedy drama, A Friend of Mine, made in Germany in 2006 by director Sebastian Schipper. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary about the music of Satyajit Ray. Documentary was made in France and USA and India in 1981 to 2011. And those would be three different short films screened on the music used in the films of Satyajit Ray, especially in the context of his film Jasagar, The Music Room. This screening is a tribute to Ray on his birth anniversary in May. And from the essay on the Gita by Sri Aurobindo we read, "Know then yourself, know your true self to be God and one with the self of all others. Know your soul to be a portion of God. Live in what you know, live in the self, live in your supreme spiritual nature, be united with God and Godlike. Offer, first, all your actions as a sacrifice to the highest and the one in you, and to the highest and the one in the world. Deliver last all you are, and do into his hands for the supreme and universal spirit to do through you his own will and works in the world." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oralradio.org.